My name is Cynthia, and the story I'm about to tell you has to do with something that has haunted me my whole life. It's about my mom. Well, I mean, it's about me too, because it's my story, but can you even begin to imagine what it's like to have a mom who is drop-dead gorgeous? Of course, she would be the center of my story, because she's the center of attention all the time. When I was little, I truly believed my mom was a princess because she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. And even now, at age 50, she still looks incredible. And everyone agrees. But the thing is, it's a bit of a problem and it's only getting worse the older I get. I'm 15 now. And sometimes I think people only want to be my friend so that they can take selfies with my mom and hang out with her and get beauty tips. Whenever my friends come over to hang out, they always linger around my mom, and I've started to think they like her more than me. Just before my last birthday, the most popular girls in school tried to befriend me, and I know it was only because of my mom. It's sickening. And it gets worse. You see, I was dating this guy called Ryan, and he was super sweet. We spent every weekend together at his parents' cabin in the mountains, and I can't deny I was pretty smitten. Everyone said we made such a cute couple. I sometimes felt a bit self-conscious about the way I looked. I mean, he was definitely out of my league. I'm short, but I have these really long arms that just kind of dangle at my side. And, well, I was pretty nervous for Ryan to meet my mom, so I put it off, and I put it off, until one weekend when he couldn't take it any longer. He demanded to meet my mom, and well, I couldn't resist. Ryan has these beautiful puppy dog eyes, which make it seem so impossible to say no to. So we agreed to meet at my house on the Saturday afternoon for lunch. That morning, I asked my mom if she wanted to go for a run. I figured that way she might look a little sweaty and her hair might frizz up a bit, and then Ryan wouldn't even notice that she was pretty. But she said she actually had plans, and she might not even be back in time to meet Ryan. I tried hard not to look happy and ran up to my room to get ready. I was so relieved. Ryan and I had such a nice afternoon. We ordered burgers and lay in the garden, and it felt like the best date ever. We must have dozed off, because the next thing, my mom was standing over us, calling my name. She was wearing a tight red dress, and her hair was all wavy, and was that a new perfume she was wearing? Ryan's eyes almost popped out of his head, just like I'd expected, and he got all nervous. He actually stumbled over his words. And instead of saying, "Hi, Sally," oh yeah, Sally is my mom's name, he said, "Hi, sexy." And then he went bright red, and my mom just laughed. It was one of those really awkward moments, and I didn't know what to do. I mumbled that I needed to go wash my face, and I ran off. Was this really happening? Did Ryan fancy my mom? This was typical. All my life, people have fallen head over heels in love with my mom. And as soon as that happens, they forget about me and just ignore me. I could hear them laughing in the kitchen and clinking glasses. No doubt mom had given him some of her homemade lemonade, yet another way to win him over. Why couldn't she just be like other moms? Why'd she have to look so good? Aren't you supposed to turn 50 and become all wrinkly and let the younger generations have a chance at being the pretty ones? It was too late. Ryan would break up with me and I'd be single forever. I bet Ryan and my mom would start dating. Then I'd be the laughingstock at school. I was sure I had lost my wonderful boyfriend and my respect to my mom that very moment. I couldn't bear it. I ran downstairs. And when I stormed through the kitchen door, they both looked up in shock. Ryan came over and gave me a hug and apologized for mixing his words up. He said he always gets nervous meeting new people. And Mom came over and handed me a glass of lemonade and said she would leave us two lovebirds alone. And off she went to meet her friends. In that moment, I realized I had been silly. So, my mom was beautiful. So what? Why did it matter if she was better looking than me? I mean, maybe she wasn't. Maybe I was just jealous because she was so nice. And that's why everyone loved her. The more I thought about it, the more I realized that people probably loved my mom because she's so kind and generous and she'd do anything for anyone. It's not her fault that she got all the good genes. And hey, maybe I'd look as good as her at 52. My mom was cool. She wasn't flirting. She was just being welcoming. I decided it was time to let this insecurity stop haunting me and just learn to appreciate how awesome my mom is. What do you think of this story? Feel free to share your comments and stories in the comment section below. And don't forget to like the video and subscribe to our channel.